This is the CBS World News Roundup. Three Paradise, California boys arrested in intermediate school massacre plot.
They admitted to planning to bomb and shoot students and teachers.
Congress tries again on flag burning. We'll have a report.
A big internet advertiser is throwing its weight around to improve consumer privacy. I'm John Harchie.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Three boys, two of them 13, one 12, are under arrest in Paradise, California. The police department's Mickey Fisher says they were plotting a shooting rampage at their intermediate school in 2002 after watching news reports about the Littleton, Colorado high school massacre.
A search of their possessions uncovered some writings that supported their stated plans to kill students and teachers. These writings consisted of a gang symbol and a student/teacher target list.
The boys say they abandoned their plot earlier this month. Police say they don't know what the motive may have been. Because of their ages, the boys were released to their parents. A judge in Port Huron, Michigan, has ordered two 14-year-old boys to be tried as adults. They're accused of plotting a massacre at their middle school. Two other boys involved will be tried as juveniles. Unexpected stop in Boston for a Continental Airlines flight from New Jersey to Portugal to turn a disruptive passenger over to police. The passenger became unruly and threatened to harm some of the flight crew shortly after takeoff. So unruly, he had to be physically restrained. He's undergoing psychiatric evaluation at a hospital. Microsoft, the biggest of all the online advertisers, is going to bat to protect the privacy of internet users. Details live from CBS News reporter John Harchie.
Software giant Microsoft, which spent $34 million on internet ads last year, now says it will require the sites where it spends that money to publish assurances they protect consumer privacy. It will review privacy policies of the sites to see if they meet FTC guidelines. The guidelines say internet sites should tell consumers information about them is being collected and make sure that data stays secure. Industry surveys indicate fears about privacy are keeping more consumers from buying products over the internet. Some consumer advocates want new laws to protect privacy online. Reporting live, John Harchie, CBS News.
Congress is tackling a contentious and emotional issue once again, flag burning. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss has more.
This flag burning amendment passed the House twice before, in 1995, the first year Republicans took over, and again in 1997. Both times it narrowly failed in the Senate, and a similar outcome is likely this year. Since there aren't a lot of flags being burned these days, the fight is mostly symbolic, and an effort to overturn a 1989 Supreme Court decision that burning a flag as a protest can be a form of protected free speech.
Hazmat crews in Puyallup, Washington have finished the cleanup after a car trailer overturned and started leaking chemicals. Sheriff's Deputy Ed Troyer says they think it was methamphetamine.
We either had a rolling meth lab or the trailer was being used to haul chemicals and other items to make meth in another location.
Nobody was around the 22-foot trailer when the wreck was discovered, and there are no formal suspects, but the police say there are some people of interest they want to talk to. A barn fire at New York's Belmont Racetrack has claimed the lives of two horses and badly burned a third. Fire Captain Joseph Reed says his teams were joined by Belmont's own firefighters, a traumatic job for them.
People who work with horses all their life, it's like losing their friend or their young kid. It was sad, a lot of crying tonight, and I feel bad for them, but they did a good job.
Three civilians suffered minor injuries fighting the racetrack blaze. Killer bee colonies discovered at the Jacksonville, Florida port, the first time the often angry insects have been spotted east of the Mississippi. But Richard Gascala of the State Agriculture Department isn't getting too excited about it.
We do not consider the African bee to be established in the state of Florida. We consider this to be an introduction at this point in time that we've taken care of.
The killer bees apparently arrived on a piece of construction machinery from Brazil, but it was put in a containment area with special bait hives all around to keep the colonies from spreading. Thousands of textile workers at Fieldcrest factories in western North Carolina at the ballot box today, voting once again on whether to unionize. CBS News reporter John Rep is there.
The Fieldcrest cannon plant number one isn't just in the middle of the town of Kannapolis. It is Kannapolis, and it's been there since 1908. Now the sprawling brick buildings are buzzing with talk about joining a union or not.
Well, it can't hurt. I mean, maybe somebody will listen. We don't have anybody to talk for us.
I'm satisfied the way it is.
I'm not that much for the company, but I'm not that sure for the union.
Most workers seem to be pretty tired of the subject. It's their fifth vote on the issue in 25 years.
Sometimes people come to you and talk about how it may be bad, and some people talk about how it may be good.
Votes from the Kannapolis plant and five others will be tallied tonight. John Rep, CBS News, Charlotte.
It's 5 minutes past the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
The regions of Los Angeles County are among the most creative, innovative, and diverse communities in the world. It's no coincidence that leaders in information technology, telecommunications, biomedicine, and all forms of design-based industries are thriving in Southern California. It's where the resources are. One of the key resources for business is the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation. The LAEDC is a private, nonprofit company supported by business to help navigate your business in LA County, where success requires an edge. Whether you're manufacturing electronics for a communication satellite, or reinventing e-commerce for the millennium, your business will need practical help to grow and operate smoothly. The LAEDC provides that help with new sites and locations, permits, workforce information, and research on economic trends. They understand bottom-line business needs and can offer custom solutions for your company. For business assistance, call the LAEDC toll-free at 1-888-4-LAEDC-1. That's 1-888-4-LAEDC-1. Your success is their business.
A key finding toward a solution to one of medicine's most vexing problems, resistance to therapeutic drugs. Researcher Gene Wong at the University of California, San Diego Cancer Center.
What we found is the pathway. We actually mapped out this path that lets the chemotherapy drug to kill cancer cells.
Well, they determined that chemotherapy drugs activate the signaling pathway, but drug resistance develops when the pathway is defective. A Washington movie premiere at the Air and Space Museum last night, Return with Honor. It's about prisoners of war, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
Texas Republican Congressman Sam Johnson tells his POW story.
I don't think much of America really understands the hardships that we went through.
So the former prisoners try to make you understand.
Sir Lancelot's world's greatest fighter pilots. But all of a sudden, you're not that. And you're scared.
It's not his movie, but Tom Hanks is lending his star power to publicize it.
This movie tells the story in very nuts and bolts, matter-of-fact manner by the men themselves.
Is it going to take your name to make people go to the movies to see this rather than going to see Star Wars or Austin Powers?
Everything is essentially some sort of marketing ploy, no matter what line of the arts that you're in.
Even the stories of war. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
What if your youngster was playing with a talking doll that uttered slightly lewd remarks?
Baby. Do I?
Atlanta mom Tamitha Brannon was shocked when her 11-year-old son picked up the Austin Powers doll at a Toys R Us store.
He said, what is horny? And I said, Marv, where did you see that? And he said, right here. He said, it's just right there. What does that mean?
Brannon calls the toy perverted, wants it removed from sale. Some of the love letters J.D. Salinger sent writer Joyce Maynard when she was a teenager are going back to the reclusive author, purchased at auction for a total of more than $156,000 by California software millionaire Peter Norton, who says he will return them. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials down again, 72 points. It's 8 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
Sure, it's great to have a growing business, but unfortunately, as the number of computer users grows, your internet access slows to a crawl. But now there's something you can do about it. Introducing DigiNext by Galaxy Internet, the satellite internet access system with the speed you need for a fraction of the cost of fiber or cable circuits. And many of those providers don't even offer high-speed access in your area. That's why you need DigiNext by Galaxy Internet. No matter where you're located, DigiNext can handle those large downloads from the internet with a satellite dish right on the roof of your business. Imagine downloads in mere seconds instead of minutes. The DigiNext high-speed satellite internet access system allows up to 250 users at your business to access the internet at super high speeds. It's super reliable and simple to install. To bring DigiNext to your office, just call or visit your nearest CompUSA store. Ask for the corporate accounts representative. Call 1-800-COMP-USA. That's 1-800-COMP-USA for DigiNext high-speed internet access.
A familiar name takes the oath of citizenship today. The story from CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger.
Sergei Khrushchev was once a rocket engineer and computer scientist for the Soviet Union. He came to the States in 1991 and liked it here, so much so he's becoming an American citizen today. Khrushchev says it's an indication two old adversaries are finally coming to terms.
I think that it is the sign of the end of the Cold War and the opposition between two systems. Now we are living in the same world.
Sergei Khrushchev says he's not sure, but thinks his late father would approve of his decision to become an American. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
And there's this late word, Kevin McHale, who helped the Boston Celtics win 3 NBA championships, and John Thompson, who resigned earlier this year after a long tenure as coach of the Georgetown Hoyas, were among those who've been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame today. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, June 23rd. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.